You know, that's one of the things I love about this music. It seems to be inclusive. People of all ages can enjoy this together.
Raymond McLean is the director of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music and one of the most well-traveled musicians in his field, having toured 63 countries. As is the case with every semester, McLean is excited for the upcoming concert.
The semester finale concert is a performance by all of our sections of traditional music ensemble, which basically is band class. And we offer this in several styles: bluegrass band, old-time country band, old-time string band, Celtic band. There's a traditional vocal ensemble.
There are also student ensembles that perform blues, western swing, and gospel music. Nathan Kaiser is operations manager at the KCTM.
We have seven sections of band class in all different styles. I'm guessing there's probably 35 students involved. Some of our students participate in more than one ensemble, so some of them you'll get to see playing several different styles of music, which, you know, it's a good opportunity to just see how varied our students are in their abilities, and it's just a great time for everyone involved.
Founded in the year 2000, the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music has been serving the region as an educational institution and an archive of some of Appalachia's most treasured cultural sounds. The collection includes a variety of music from the Southern Mountain region, including banjo and fiddle music, ballad singing, and other genres. In addition, the center also has an extensive community outreach program. Kaiser says the ensembles routinely travel across Appalachia to perform concerts, workshops, and lecture demonstrations.
We've had opportunities to do things like go into the public schools and do short programs about the part that traditional music plays in our cultural heritage. We've had opportunities to do concerts at places like the Carter Family Fold and down in Hilton's, Virginia, and the Lincoln Theater down in Marion, Virginia.
The semester finale concert is the culmination of all of the students' hard work over the semester and gives them the chance to demonstrate their impressive skills before an audience of enthusiastic fans.
I would just have to say that it can be the greatest satisfaction to be able to sit back and enjoy hearing our students sing and play and perform so beautifully. The concert is free and open to the public, and we hope that everybody will want to come down and join us at the Moorhead Conference Center on Tuesday night, December the 3rd, 7 o'clock. Come join us!
For more information on the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, you can dial 606-783-9001. For Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Joshua Grandison reporting.